very interesting story there during the week in the newspaper about a gentleman whose horse, Kicking King, won the Cheltenham Gold Cup and who was a successful property developer. But he was jailed for 15 months for forging a document, a right-of-way document. And I've made a good few videos on this channel here about rights of way and the necessity for rights of way, especially in a rural area like where I live here. The access to a site, the access to land, the access to a property, the access to a house is absolutely vital. Now, it's the same story obviously in an urban setting or in a housing estate, but any difficulties are more likely to arise in a rural place where there might be some doubt about a road being taken in charge or access. But in this particular case, Conor Clarkson's the gentleman's name. He owned Kicking King, which won the Gold Cup. But he's a property developer as well, and he needed to sell land to keep the bank happy, keep the bank off his back. He was under pressure and had suffered ups and downs, as you do when you're in the property game, or indeed when you're involved in any business endeavour. He needed to sell this land, and he needed it right away. And the allegation, and ultimately the conviction, at the Circuit Criminal Court in Wicklow, after an 8-day trial, the conviction was for 4 counts of uttering a forged document, namely a right-of-way. In other words, he forged the signature of a neighbour or neighbouring landowner to give a right-of-way to the property that he was selling. So he was convicted of 4 counts of uttering a forged instrument. Uttering a forged instrument essentially was involved forging a signature on a right-of-way. So he needed the right-of-way for the deal to go through. He was selling the land along with another man to a pension fund from Cork, I think it was, and he needed the right-of-way. Without the right-of-way, the land would have been worth far less and he never would have got the price he was looking for and had agreed. So he was convicted of uttering a forged instrument, in other words, creating a false document, a right-of-way, which was essentially a forgery. And he was convicted on 4 counts of uttering a forged instrument. And he is facing, he got a 2-year sentence, but he was given some time off, 9 months or 6 months or something. 9 months, I think. He was given 9 months off for the time that he spent in custody. His counsel was telling the judge that the slamming of the jail cell and being put in custody and so on was a sufficient lesson for him, but the judge wasn't having that, and the judge basically sentenced him to 2 years with 9 months suspended. So he's to do 15 months. That's the story there. But it shows you the value of and the importance of, the critical importance of rights of way. And I've made videos on this channel before about rights of way and checking that the road abutting a particular property or site or bit of land might be in charge of the local authority, or it may be subject to and with the benefit of a right of way. But that is something that is absolutely essential to check. Vitally, vitally important. And to put it in context, this road here is in charge of the local authority, and there's no problem with any property that's along this road. But there are plenty of other properties which need a right of way, need legal access, and it mightn't be available. So it's one of the critical things you really need your solicitor to check, and your solicitor will check that when you're buying a property, but especially a rural property. But that case last week involving a fella who won the Cheltenham Gold Cup with Kicking King, horse trained by Tom Taff, successful property developer. Now he's going to jail all over right of way, and he needed the right of way to get this price that he was getting for the land. As it happened, he paid 4 or 5 million for the land, and as it happens, he was only getting 1.6 million. But without the right of way, the 1.6 million wouldn't have been achievable. So again, the importance, the significance of having a right of way, legal access to your property, is huge and can't be understated. Hope you find this video useful. If you do, I'd appreciate if you gave it the thumbs up down below. And you may be interested in subscribing to my YouTube channel. If you are, just hit the subscribe button down below and hit the bell icon, and you'll be notified every time I make a video. If you're listening to this on my podcast, the Irish Law and Small Business Podcast, I'd appreciate if you left a review on Spotify or iTunes or wherever you might listen to your podcasts. Thanks a lot. I have to go now and locate a package that's gone astray from a courier company, all because I put in the wrong freaking air code and was actually delivered to a neighbour's house. So I have to go now and have the awkward conversation of I have a photograph of the package being delivered to your house, I have a photograph of the red door and the wheelbarrow, and I have a map, and I know you have my package. Please hand it over. But I don't think we'll be having that conversation. I'm sure there'll be no difficulty. Anyway, that's the story.